Nephew got married. Nephew got married to my cousin.
Yes, also I'm, need the marble comments with further 27.
Whenever it's Charles, we just got to connect it. Okay, all right. We left off. We mentioned the view of the Ran that there is a connection between our sugya mafarish v'yotzei b'she'ara and the sugya nafalav apolas. So before we could understand the connection, we had to backtrack a little bit to understand what is the sugya of Naflam HaPolis, what is it all about? It's because the chametz is under a pile of rubble. Why is that a pote from by Rabbi Matzah? So we mentioned that we're not even so sure that it is a pote by Rabbi Matzah. There was actually a view of the Sefer Mitzvos Katan who maintained that really in a Torah, Naflam HaPolis doesn't do all that much because it says Tzach Shevat HaBalibo, which basically tells Torah, you still have to reckon with yourself, a concern about Rabbi Matzai. All Harei Kibbutz means is that Midrabanan, you don't have to do anything. You don't have to worry about Midrabanan because you're probably not going to eat it anyway. But Minatorah, it's actually about the Beliba because the post is not really a matter of Minatorah. But most of the Rishonim didn't hold that way. The Ran for sure didn't hold that way. The Ban didn't hold that way. And they held that Naflam HaPolis is a real deraisa that they did. The question is just because Mapolis is a real potem in the Torah, does it still lead us to the conclusion? Are we still safe to conclude that it should be the equivalent to Mefarish V'yotzei B'she'ara? Was there something unique about Mapolis? And we're still trying to fine-tune this Mapolis story. So at the very end of the show yesterday, a very cryptic comment by the Rabban. When the Rabban says, you wonder what a Mapolis is? Ooh, is that Mapolis? Avalanche. That's an earthquake. That's a Mapolis. You know, your cluttered garage is not necessarily a Mapolis. You know, you shouldn't say that. Some garages may be the equivalent of an earthquake or an avalanche. So what's the Sisrei Torah? What do the words mean? A big Mapolis, small Mapolis. What's going on? So the Chared is part of the Ramban's whole theory about what the Torah Mapolis is, which is found at the very end of the Ramban, at the end of the seventh of the Marmakomas. So those have a lot of time over Shabbos can read the whole Ramban. We've learned little snips of this Ramban over the course of the year, but we're going to pick up on the last two, three lines of the Ramban in the seventh of the Marmakomas. So the Ramban is commenting on the Mechilta, where the Mechilta excludes a whole bunch of things from by Rabbi Motzei. So one of the things that appears in the Mechilta is excluding Chomesh Lachlan Mapolis. So let's take a look at the Ramban. Seventh of the Rambam comes 2 lines from the bottom. Umotzi nami chametz shenafla mapolis gedoyla. Again, the Ramban, like you said in his parashat Shas, a big mapolis. She'en biyad lefakech agal. He doesn't have the ability to go. He's not shach to go with a little shovel and just stand. He's got to get a real crew. So now the Ramban says, well, startling statements in the sugya mapolis. For avud mimenu. Whom we call Adam Shum Mutter. Ramban invokes a marshal from a very, very different area of halacha, from Eilam Metzias, from seventh grade, from Ambrose back to seventh grade Rebbe. The Gemara says in the beginning of Eilam Metzias, what's the din? If Shatfa Nahar, let's say a person's living on the Mississippi, and all of a sudden the Mississippi overflows, and it floods his house, his couches, his chairs, his table, everything goes downstream. So he's up in, remember my days from Mark Twain, he's up on St. Louis, and all of a sudden, before you know it, he's in New Orleans, it's made all the way down the Mississippi, Shafanar. So comes the Gemara and says, if I'm sitting in New Orleans and I see a couch floating down for the last 300 miles, I don't have to go find the owner of the couch. Even if there's a sibling of the couch. It's my couch, Shafanar, it's over, the game's over. Why is it Shafanar over? Because that's what's called Avudu Mimenu Umikalado. When is there a mitzvah Shabbos Aveda? Shabbos Aveda means Shataivad Mimenu Mitzasa. I dropped my wallet. I lost my wallet, but it's in a place that's potentially findable. So then there I didn't. If it doesn't have a simon on it, so then I'm probably going to be Messiah in the wallet. If it has a simon on it, I'm probably not going to be Messiah in the wallet. So that's the opening line. You have to try to figure out what does have a simon, doesn't have a simon, etc. But if you have something that That is such a crazy thing. Shofanar, or Zuto Shoyam, there's a tsunami or something, and something gets taken 5,000 miles away by the ocean. There's no Shabbos Aveid on it. I was given the imagery. I remember when I was a little boy. So when I went to the beach, a little boy played beach and had this favorite ball. What happened to the ball? The ball got into the water and it got swept away by the current, by the wave. So I'm crying. I was crying. I waved into the ball and I see the ball again. So my father, the Shabbos, was up, don't worry. So it'll make its way to Europe. Some boy will find it in Europe. He'll have a nice ball to play with. So if the boy would find the ball in Europe, so he doesn't have to return it to Sabonovsky. He said, shut for Nar, Zito Shoyam, it's gone, finished. So that's what the Ramban says. That just as we find this principle in the Shabbos Aveda, that something is avudu b'menem kolodim, it's so lost to the world. So it doesn't belong to them anymore. And therefore, there's no mitzvah Shabbos Aveda. So too, says the Ramban with the punchline, lo karina be'shalcha. When it's avud b'menem kolodom, it's not called yours. It doesn't belong to you anymore. And since the Torah says le'irah l'cha chametz, it has to be yours. This is not yours. This is in effect like chametz shalhefker. This is the fact you've lost all. You cannot buy less on something which is so in the position of being lost. So now there's a whole different story. The Ramban is looking at my playlist with a totally different lens. If you look at my playlist this way, then I understand what the Ramban is saying. But the polis only makes sense when we're talking about a polis gedolah, talking about an avalanche, we're talking about an earthquake, we're talking about something that's so impossible to get to the bottom to. If a cluttered garage is not my playlist. You don't say that everything, maybe my wife would say it's about all the stuff in the basement. You don't say everything's hefker in the basement because you can't find things in the basement. That's big hefker. That's not my playlist. The imagery of my playlist is something that's so kind of impossible to get to. I think you have to bring out the wreck teams to try to undo the rubble from an avalanche. That's called the Buddha Vimenu Nikola. That's the imagery of the Ramban. So comes out according to the Ramban, something fascinating, that there is no real tour of my playlist in terms of chametz. If you think about it, there's no new tour called Mapilas. It's the same tour. It's the same tour we're familiar with. It's called Lacha. So it's just another example. Chametz is not yours. Chametz if I sell to a goy is not mine. Chametz if I'm mafker is not mine. Chametz if I'm makdish is not mine. And chametz if I'm Mapilas is not mine. So according to the Ramban, there is no brand new Lacha called Mapilas. It's just part of the regular din of Shulchan. There's a little bit of a problem. The problem is that the Mechilta says that there's a source for the din of Mapilas. What's the source? Patechem. The Mechilta is the Beferish, that who was the first one to quote that Mechilta. We've seen it kind of in passing a few times. I'm going to find the first one to actually quote it. Yeah, the fourth of the Rambam comes. Let's take a look at the fourth of the Rambam comes again, and the Ran quotes the Mechilta verbatim. Lucky time, even Mechilta had you at the end of the first line. That's the Chemta Shinachri, the Chomish Rav Mapolis. The Ramban doesn't quote the pasuk that the Mechilta is going on. The pasuk the Mechilta is going on is the word Batechem. It says in the Mechilta, Batechem. What does Batechem mean? Batechem comes. Maybe the Ramban quotes it. Hold on. Yeah, the Ramban quotes it. On the seventh, the Ramban comes. It's the second paragraph in the Ramban and the seventh in the Mamakomos. V'chein shiru b'mechilta. B'vateichem. Laman emar. So it's in the next line, two lines down. Yatza chetish yonah. V'chom shiru b'polish. Abish b'shuso. V'chein yachal v'aro. So comes the Mechilta and says, the mokor for this din of Apolis. It's from the word vateichem. This doesn't bode well for the Shittas of Ramban. Because according to the Ramban, there is no pasuk, there's no drasha of Batechem, Lamayit, Mapolis. The real Mokar, Lamayit, Mapolis, is from the word Lacha. So the Ramban is a little bit guilty of overkill. He made the kul so good. So what did he need a pasuk Batechem for? So the Odish Lahapshos on the Mechilta. If you look in the original, I should put the Mechilta itself in the Mamakovs. If you look at the Mechilta itself, the Mechilta says Batechem. Listen to all the things that you learn from Batechem. Mapolis. Then the Mechilta says, if a Jew owns chametz in somebody else's house, in a goy's house, he's not over it. We've already talked about that Mechilta. Then the Mechilta says, and if you have a goy's chametz in your house, you're not over by Rebbe Batzer. That's not the mokor for having a goy's chametz in your house. That's all enough from Batechem. That's learned out from Mechal. So it's Pshat and Mechilta. So in the middle of this long Ramban, the Ramban explains to you what's Pshat and all these Mechiltas. Ramban says, when the Mechilta quotes the Pasuk Batechem, the goal of the Mechilta was not to be made from the word Batechem. We misunderstood the whole drush of the Mechilta. It's not that, oh, there's this extra Pasuk Batechem, which must teach me, it's got to be this, got to be that, can't be this, can't be that. That's not the Pshat. The Mechilta is relying on the word L'chol. The real mocha for everything is Lo Yirah L'chol Chametz. But the problem is it doesn't say L'cha B'Batechem. It says L'cha B'Gvulcha. It says Shivas Yom Sola. It's everything. The word L'cha is missing. So all the Mechilta means is all the dinim of L'cha that was said by L'cha B'Gvulcha carry over to B'Batechem. No, we're not learning from B'Batechem. You just totally missed the style of the Mechilta, says the Rambam. But all the Mechilta meant to say is that all the pre-existing din of L'cha, i.e., that you're allowed to have a Goyis Chametz, that you're allowed to have Hefkedim Chametz, you're allowed to have Mepilas Chametz. It's all the same thing. It's all down for the word L'cha. Those didn't apply also the Chametz B'Batechem. You can have a Goyis Chametz in your house, you can have Mepilas Chametz in your house, you can have everything, as long as it's not L'cha. So the Ramban touches up a little bit, just the technicality of the drasha, and all the rubble, the dust, everything settles. There is a din of Mepilas, and the din of Mepilas is nothing new in Chametz. No, there's a cause of Chametz. Nothing to do with Motzi B'yot. It's just simply not called L'cha, similar as Hashem said Eida. We now have really three different approaches as to what I take should be on my playlist in the first place. How do we view the sugya of my playlist? So do we say that my playlist basically doesn't exist? There is no kula minotaur my playlist. And when the Gemara says that Tzach Shevachtel, the Gemara is addressing the Araisa, the problem by Rabbi Matzai, and the entire Sugi Mapoilis, the whole Mishnah of Arikim Vuar, only means vis a vis the Dinder Abad, because Chametz, you can be a little bit more makel. That's all it needs. That's the Smach's view. Very, very limiting the whole institution of Mapoilis. Or do we take the other extreme? The Mapoilis is a real Din Minotaur, it's a real Halacha Minotaur. What kind of halacha is a minotaur? So we already start to see two different nuances, even if it exists in a Torah, different nuances as to what it's all about. So yesterday we saw that the Ran was focusing, and Ran was emphasizing that it's Iyav Shalabaro. It's because you don't have the ability to get to it, so therefore there's no mitzvah of by Rav Matzi. By Rav Matzi, it's almost like a halacha, like a Matzi B'yada kind of halacha. Like, remember we spoke about Yichel Abayis, like when I set the Goy's Chametz, I set the Chametz up in a corner somewhere, the Goy has access, I don't really have access to it. So that's like an Eino Matzi B'yadu kind of a din. That's the way the Ran presented it. And then you have the Ramban, who's saying he gets a din in a Torah, but the reason why it's not, you don't know, even because it's not L'chob. So the Chora, one kid, if one wants to fine-tune the Lumbus a little bit, the difference between the Ramban and the Ran, even though they both agree that there's some kind of a Torah in a Torah of a Folas, they are talking in a slightly different language, using different terminology. If you want to brisker it up a little bit, you can talk almost a little bit mitam, hey mitam gavra, hey mitam chetza. The Ran is really focusing on the gavra. There's nothing wrong with this chametz. There's nothing radically different with this chametz. The chametz is mufka from my Rabbi Matzei. The chisorin lies with the gavra. That's EFSHI. I can't get that. I have the problem. Chametz doesn't have a problem. Chametz is in perfectly good shape. I have a problem. I don't have the key. I don't have accessibility to this chametz. Therefore, it's not called matzah b'yado. Therefore, it's not going to be included in by Rabbi Matzah. According to the Ramban, there's something radically different with the chametz. The chametz, as the Yotzei Mishu said, the chametz has been sold. Chametz has been mufka. The chametz has been huptash. Chametz has been declared hefker. In fact, whether I like it or not, it's like the same way by Shavas Aveda. The Gemara says, if the guy's running downstream after the couch and screaming, I'm not Messiah, not Messiah, not Messiah, Gorish Kalfin, the couch is after myself anyway. So the guy's screaming, no, I really want the Chametz, I want the Chametz, it's not your Chametz. I'm screaming, that there's a pile of Chametz 1,000 miles away of Hefker, the Chametz. And I'm screaming, I want the Chametz. I'm still on it, it's not Shulchan. According to the Ramban, the Chisorin lies in the Chametz, in the ownership of the Chametz, not really in the Mitam HaGavra. The Chora, that nuance of Lumbus, whether the Dinam HaPoilus, even if it's a Dinam HaTorah, whether it's a deficiency in the Gavrim or Mitzana Chavtza, now makes a lot of sense. Whether we can carry over this marshal of Mapolis to Mefarish V'yotz B'Sheyara. Can we even conjure up an image? Can we even discuss the possibility of Mefarish V'yotz B'Sheyara? Being covered by the kula of Mapolis. Is that even on the radar screen? So the Chora, according to the Ramban, is a non-starter. What kind of joke is that? Mefarish V'yotz B'Sheyara. The imagery of Mapolis, according to the Ramban, is the chametz going downstream. Maybe the owner is going downstream. The chametz is going downstream. The chametz is under an avalanche. It's under an earthquake. It's going to take him 20 years to get the rubble out. That, you can argue, doesn't have to. The guy's left all his bottles of schnapps very, very neatly in the cabinet. He closes the door, locks the door, gets on a plane, gets on a cruise. He's 6,000 miles away. Enjoy his... His schnapps is doing God's good. He's got a return flight next week. He's doing just fine. That's short for no. Would you say, if somebody, imagine, I went on a cruise, I locked my door, went on a cruise, somebody come and vandalizes my house. When I come back, I call the police. The guy says, oh, sorry, it's short for no. You weren't around. Come up with your joke. He said, what does that have to do with short for no? What does that have to do with Avudu Menem Kaladim? So according to the Rabban, the imagery of the pilots and Sugim of Farshat's Mashiach is a big joke. So how is the Ron able to invoke that imagery? Because the Ron understood that there's nothing to do with Shatfan Nar, nothing to do with Avud Hold on them. According to Ron, it's a simple equation. The equation is, you can't get it. You as a Gavra, you can't reach that Chametz. It's not enough convenient whether you can't reach that Chametz because it's under a pile of rubble, or you can't reach that Chametz because you're 9,000 miles away in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. So that's cool. And the other. So Chora, the Ron, who started the Sugya, let's not forget, we're not even learning the sugya of Mapolis. We're really learning the sugya of Farsha Yotz B'Sheyara. But it was the Ran who invoked that imagery, that mushel of Mapolis to explain the lumbus behind the Farsha Yotz B'Sheyara. The that imagery doesn't make any sense according to the Smach, because there really is no such din of Naflam Mapolis. It doesn't make any sense according to the Ramban, but according to the limited worldview of the Ran, maybe it makes a lot of sense. Rabbi said, even though the Ron is the biggest believer of Mapolis, really, really, he's taking Mapolis and running with it and explaining it and extrapolating to it, it's still not sufficient. It's still not sufficient that the Ron actually meant exactly what he meant, exactly what he said when he brought up that imagery, that marshal of Mapolis. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you what I'm hesitating. Gemara had a line, let's go all the way back to the beginning of the sugya. Well, when we started. Very beginning of the sugya. Gemara started out by telling us that you'll leave before 30 days, you'll leave within 30 days. So Abaye told us that if you're leaving before 30 days, even if you're coming back, you're right. It was Abaye and Chiddush. If you left Hanukkah time, even though you have a return ticket for 30 Chomer, don't worry about it. So the third line, Amalei Rabba, V'yidai talachzor, afilim Rosh Hashanah nami. Rabba jumped in Abaye and said, what? You're leaving Hanukkah, you have a return ticket for Cholamoy, you can come back to your house full of schnapps. Oh, you're crazy, how can that be? Afilim Rosh Hashanah nami, it's absurd, it can't be. Why can't it be? Why is it so impossible? What's so terrible? So Rashi on the spot says, let's take a look. And the Rashi in the second line, that my makom afil mashan at the end of the line, chihod the baby me'a pesach avrolei, because you're going to come back, you're going to open the door third day chalamoyin, and you're going to be greeted by boxes of pizza in the freezer and bottles of schnapps on the table. That's a disaster. And b'hayishait labishus it levit lechlei, you're not going to be able to do bitul chametz at that point because you're Israel novi and shaloi. We don't already tiftas manisir. Shirei avrolei, you're going to see the chametz gul to be governed by Rabbi Motzi. So it's really a parallel why Rashi says the problem only starts once you see it. That's already a whole other story, but not for now. One thing is crystal clear from Rashi, that the reason why Rava found it impossible to close your door in Hanukkah, knowing full well you're coming back, because of Bayi Rabbi Matzi. That was the problem. So comes the Ran on the fifth of the Marmar Kamas, and his Chedushim Ran wrote two things himself. He wrote his Perish on the Rif, and he wrote his Chedushim as well. They're not always the same. Every once in a while, he touches on a point in one that he didn't touch in the other. So on the next page, on the top of the next page, in Marmar Kamas number five, so the Ran quotes Rashi, he died the last star, a few of Rashi Shanami, because of Rashi Zal, to Chihad them in the Pesach. Overall, like, the concern is that you're going to come back on Pesach, you're going to see the chametz. Vayshay de la bishus it lift to live. Shere shalach ravelo. Ve'ino bor etzli. Says the Ran, I'm not sure that's a rep shot. I don't know that's what Chazal will worry about. I admit, I can see, says the Ran, Chazal did not want a guy locking his door on Chanukah and coming back third dechalmoid and chametz on the table. Got that. That the Gemara says. You can't do that. But I don't know when that's a bayirah concern, and I'll tell you why. The Vaday called Edo Zok Levad Minacha. Whenever the Gemara says you don't have to be Mavai, you don't have to be Bayi, don't worry about it. Pitol me a boy. Who said anything about not being Mavai for Chametz? They ran through a curveball at us. It says, who in their right mind ever dreamt that you're not being Mavai for Chametz in the Sugya? Vishtait not being Mavai for Chametz. Who said the word Edo Zok Levad? I'm talking about being Chametz. I'm talking about being Chametz. Of course you're being Mavai for Chametz. Why? The Elo says the Ran, if you were not mevatel the chametz, kevin shebeshusa bePesach nimtza ibralof. The guy's on his cruise. He's got chametz in his house in New York. He's over by Rabbi Matzi. The kavina be b'chok b'lecha. He said, what is the shayla? Of course you're being mevatel the chametz. What's the question? So if that's the case, so what was so terrible about coming back from the on Chol HaMoed? So the Ran says, nah. The problem was, let's get down to three lines in the bottom. In the middle of the line, a makshun idai lach zafim hashan nami roishi fire duma asil lemechol minei. What was bothering the Gemara was not you're going to be over by Roy Matzi. Of course you're not going to be over. You did bittul anyway. The Gemara couldn't conceive how could you let a guy lock his door at Chanukah, knowing he's coming back Chol HaMoed. He's going to walk to the house and eat lunch. He's going to have his pizza for lunch. Shami avol yachlo. That was the Gemara's kasha. So it was machlekes Rashi in the Ran. What was troubling the Gemara? What was so gefil? What was Rava's issue with the guy locking the door and coming back on Chol HaMoed? According to Rashi, Bayro is going to smack him in the face. The Ran says, "Who's Bayro? What Bayro? He did Bittul 6 months ago." Shem Yavol Yochel. So I understand the Ran. Let's focus on Ran for a minute. The Ran was so 100% sure that the fellow did Bittul Chametz. The Ran could not conceive that the guy didn't do Bittul Chametz. Why? Because the guy's being violated by Rav Yossi. What's the problem with my saying? The Ran was the one who just told us a minute ago that there's no Bayrav Matzi over here. This is about putness. The Ran is not like the Smat, not like the Ramban. The Ran on the Rif was the one who said that Yotze B'Sheyara is the same as Bapaylas, because that's called Shokhah. I'm saying that's called, it's called Eina Matzui, it's called Bapaylas. It's the same thing. If it's called Bapaylas, if there's no real requirement to do, there's no real requirement by Rabbi Matzi, why is the guy doing Bittul for? The Ran says, it's inconceivable. What Meshuggah is not doing Bittul on Chametz? That's in his hand. What do you mean? Why is he doing Bittul for? You just told me there's no by Rabbi Matzi on. So how did these two Rans jive together? How did you read the Ran on this Chedushim on Shas, where the Ran says that there's an absolute violation by Rabbi Matzi on Mefarshim of Tzvashiyara? And you must take care of that with Bittul. Inconceivable you were in the bottle. Otherwise, you smack the two lava by Rabbi Matzi. How does that fit together with the Ran says in his Chedushim on the Rif that this is Bapaylas? Bapaylas, there is no by Rabbi Matzi. It's almost a steering away from one Ran to the next. So because of the second Ran, I feel terrible saying it, but I think the last 2 days, we may have gone down a little bit too much on the previous Ran. I think we may have went more to the Ran than we thought. When the Ran gave the mashal, that original mashal, the Ran said that, let's see if we find that Ran. The third of the Marm Kamas. The Ran said, when you have chametz, it's more than 30 days before Pesach, and you can just leave it. Ein zok levaro. So the Ran used the phrase, it's like Mapolis. So we thought, ooh, it's like Mapolis. Just as Mapolis, there's no Bayrov Elbotze Deraisa on it for whatever reason, as the Ran said, because they're in the Yod or whatever. So two Mefarshiyot Mashiyara is Ein Bo Bayrov Elbotze. We thought that equation of the Ran was at a love of Deraisa. And we said, oh, wow, the Ron holds my promise is Mafkir Deraisa. We did 2 days of Shear and then we found the Ron bottle. Wait, so we have to backpedal a little bit. I don't think the Ron meant that equation in HaTorah. But I think all the Ron meant to say was Lamaisa. Lefisha Asa Uhu. Who is the Asa Uhu? Chazal. Chazal are willing to treat Lamaisa before Shiraz Mashiach like Mapolis in the following sense. Mapolis, min HaTorah, doesn't need anything, but Lamaisa needs Bittel. Remember, why does it need Bittel mit Rabbanan? What did we say? Because we're afraid the Mapolis may get undone of the Chomet. So there's an example, there's a model of Chomet that Bittel is enough for. Normally, there's no such thing Bittel. Chomets, that's not enough. With the rice of Bittel, but practically speaking, no Jew should ever get away with Bittel Chomets alone. Mapolis is an exception to that rule. Guess what? I'll give you another exception to that rule. Before Shmuel's Mashiach is another exception. Chazal, if you left 30 days, more than 30 days before, ain't that the lachzar? So, then again, you don't need B'dikas Chomets. What do you need? You need Bittel. So, it's true that there are certain kinds of Chomets out there that a sagi de bittel and don't require beer. So the Ron is simply trying to give you a mushel as to where do we find such a thing. The Mishnah starts out with Pesachim. All of us about the every Jew knows you're going to do the chametz. Never heard of that idea. Just bevatel b'dayo minatara. Yeah, but mid rabbanit doesn't exist. Every once in a while, Chazal lifted the requirement to b'dik chametz for different reasons. So one example, they said you don't have to bother doing b'dik chametz if it's more than 30 days, etc. You don't have to do b'dik chametz. Bittel, of course, you have to do bittel. The Farshiyot's Mishayara will let you get away with, Mapolis will let you get away with Pitul Chametz. You don't require Pitul Chametz. Even though the Dinam are the same, they're coming from totally different directions, the Gamri different directions. Why Mapolis? I mean, HaTorah, you don't need anything. It's a zero in the Torah. With the Rabbanan, they smacked you with the Chumr do Pitul because Gezeres Mapolis is going on. And the Farshiyot's Mishayara, with the Raisi, you need Pitul. Because it's by Rabbi Matzai. That's like called NPL, the Levarim, right? NPL Levarim means an avalanche. Doesn't mean you're locked up your closet and went on a cruise. So, in a Torah, you need Bittul. So, in a Torah, they said do Bittul. And in Rabbi, they said don't do Bittika. So, all the Ran meant was the Fishas, the Ukam Shalom Apolis, the Sagular Bittul Yama. We thought that the equation was an ironclad Chaitla Yavar. It's identical. These are two examples where by Ra doesn't apply. Wrong. One by Rav doesn't apply, therefore, Bittul is just a Chumim with Rabbanan. And one, of course, by Rav applies, and we should have required everything, but we shave off the Chiv of Bidika. So they ended up in the same spot, coming from two totally different directions. So Chara, that's the only way to read the Ran. In light of that Ran and Chidushim and Shas, I don't think you can read the Ran and the Rif in any other way, unless the Ran totally changed courses from one set of Chidushim to the other. So when all the dust settles, again, Rav said, dust just settled in a different way. We now have the different nuances as to what Mapolis means and what it means vis-a-vis Mefarshiyot Mishayara. So in the sugya, everything we said last few days, I think is right, except for the way we connected to this round. In the sugya of Mapolis, there are still three shittas in the Torah. There's the Smach who denies it. There's the Ramban who says it exists, but it's a chisaron of Lachan, of Lacha. And the Ran holds it's a dim in the Raisa, that's like called Matzi Yada or something. So that there's a three viable shittas, Magabe Mapolis. How that translates to Shayara, so that's they part ways a little bit. So the Ran brought up the imagery of Shahi. He's talking the language here a little bit. So he's talking the language of Apollos a little bit. So the Smach would laugh at that, but language, there is no Apollos. That's the worst thing to model. The Ramban would say, Apollos, Apollos is a tsunami. That's the Ran, who had a version of Mapolis, Yevshar, so he was able to give their Moshe a little bit in the Farsh. It's not identical, it's not an ironclad equation, it's Cain, it's Moshe of Mapolis, but it's not identical to Mapolis. So, I think it's maybe the more correct way of reading the Ran. Anyway, take a look. If you have some time over Shabbos, read around the two Rans carefully in the Ramban and see whether this picture is correct or not. Okay, hope that Shabbos can do it next week. Shabbos, Shabbos, Shabbos.